హరే కృష్ణ. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురున్మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసది గౌర్భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ 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 హరే. సో టుడే ఈజ్ 15 జులై, వి సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ కౌన్సిలింగ్ గ్రూప్. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ హెస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ది నవదా భక్తి ఇన్ హిస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం వందనం దాస్యం సాఖ్యం ఆత్మ నివేదనం, ద 9 ప్రొసెసెస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి డివోషనల్ సర్వీసెస్. ది బిగిన్ విత్ హియరింగ్, దెన్ చాంటింగ్, దెన్ రిమెంబరింగ్, స్మరణం ప్లస్ ఎలాబొరేట్. శ్రవణం ఈజ్ హియరింగ్, కీర్తనం ఈజ్ చాంటింగ్, స్మరణం ఈజ్ రిమెంబరింగ్, దెన్ పాదసేవనం. పాదసేవనం మీన్స్ సర్వింగ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్. దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ వందనం, దట్ ఇస్ ప్రేయర్. దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ సఖ్యం అర్చనం, దట్ ఈస్ వర్షిపింగ్ ద డీటీస్. దెన్ దెర్ ఈస్ సఖ్యం, బికమింగ్ అ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. అండ్ దాస్యం, బికమింగ్ అ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. ఫస్ట్ దాస్యం, దెన్ సఖ్యం, ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ విత్ కృష్ణ, అండ్ లాస్ట్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ నివేదనం. డిడ్ యు గెట్ ఆల్ ద నైన్? శ్రవణం, కీర్తనం, స్మరణం, పాదసేవనం, అర్చనం, వందనం, దాస్యం, సాఖ్యం, ఆత్మ నివేదనం. సో దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆచార్య ఫర్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ప్రాసెసెస్. హూ ఇస్ ద ఆచార్య ఫర్ శ్రవణం? పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్. హూ హర్డ్ ఫర్ 7 కంటిన్యూస్ డేస్ విత్ కంప్లీట్ ఫోకస్ ఆన్ ది లార్డ్ అండ్ మేడ్ ద లైఫ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్? అండ్ హూ ఇస్ ద ఆచార్య ఆఫ్ కీర్తనం? సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి. సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ స్పోక్ ఫర్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ ద మోస్ట్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ వే అండ్ పర్ఫెక్టెడ్ ఈజ్ లైఫ్ బై స్పీకింగ్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ. హూ ఇస్ ది ఆచార్య ఫర్ స్మరణం? ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ రిమెంబరింగ్ ద లార్డ్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది అట్రాసిటీస్ అండ్ సఫరింగ్స్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో లైక్ దాట్ దిర్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆచార్య ఫర్ ఈచ్ మెథడ్ అండ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్ ఈచ్ మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ ఈస్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ ఇన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. బట్ స్టిల్ అమంగ్స్ ఆల్ ది 9 ప్రాసెసెస్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్, శ్రవణం కీర్తనం ఈజ్ మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. హియరింగ్ అండ్ చాంటింగ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ అబౌట్ ద లార్డ్ ఈజ్ మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద ప్రాసెసెస్. అండ్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్ బిగిన్స్ విత్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ హియరింగ్. వెన్ యూ హియర్ కమ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ, దెన్ యూ కెన్ చాంట్ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ, అండ్ యూ కెన్ హియర్ అండ్ చాంట్ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ, దెన్ యూ కెన్ రిమెంబర్ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ద స్టెప్ లైక్ దిస్. వెన్ యూ హియర్ అండ్ చాంట్ ప్రాపర్లీ, దెన్ యూ కెన్ రిమెంబర్ ప్రాపర్లీ. అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్ స్మర్తవ్యం హతతం కృష్ణం విస్మర్తవ్యం న జాతుచిత్. యు హావ్ టు ఆల్వేస్ రిమెంబర్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ఆల్సో నెవర్ ఫర్గెట్ కృష్ణ, దెన్ ఓన్లీ యూ కెన్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ యువర్ లైఫ్. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో సెడ్ యమ్ యమ్ బాపి స్మరణ్ భావం తజ్జతే అంతే కలివరం. అల్టిమేట్లీ రిమెంబరింగ్ ద లార్డ్ అట్ ద మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ యాక్టివిటీ. టు రిమెంబర్ ద లార్డ్ అట్ ద మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు డూ ఆల్ దీస్ యాక్టివిటీస్. హియరింగ్, చాంటింగ్, అర్చనం, డిటీ వర్షిప్, పాదసేవనం, ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ టు బి సర్వ్డ్, దెన్ డిటీ వర్షిప్, అండ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఈస్ ప్రేయర్ దట్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ గోయింగ్ టు టాక్ టుడే. హూ ఇస్ ద ఆచార్య ఫర్ ప్రేయర్స్? వందనం. అక్రూర్జీ, అక్రూర్, అక్రూర, అక్రూర. హూ ఇస్ ది అంకుల్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ? హూ వాజ్ సెంట్ టు వృందావన్ బై కంస టు బ్రింగ్ కృష్ణ బలరామ్ టు మథుర ఫర్ ధనుర్యజ్ఞ. సో ఆన్ ద వే ఫ్రమ్ మథుర టు నందగాం was constantly offering prayers to the Lord. One of the most beautiful prayers that he offered to the Lord. So, the aspect of prayer is very deep actually. It is said that prayer is such a powerful medium that it attracts the attention of the Lord to us. If somebody offers a prayer from the bottom of the heart, the Lord's attention is pulled towards us. Lord wants to see that devotee who is offering prayers. And many acharyas, you know, in our scriptures offered most beautiful prayers. Our Srimad Bhagavatam is a scripture which is filled with prayers of so many devotees. And prayers are done in many moods. One of the mood is repentance. If my Lord, please forgive me, I made a mistake. Like Brahmaji is praying like that. I was supposed to be your servant, the creator of the universe, but I disturbed you in your pastime. I stole your cows and children, the coward boys. And now I realize my mistake. Now please forgive me. And then he's offering his prayers to forgive him. So these are prayers of repentance. Then Dhruva Maharaj is also offering prayers that he went to the forest wanting to have a place which nobody will ask him to, you know, leave that place. Dhruvapad, it is called in Sanskrit. Dhruvapad means nobody will ask you to leave from that place. That kind of place he wanted, so he left the kingdom, performed austerities, so much trouble he went through. And then he got darshan of Lord Vishnu. And then all the desire of having that place also was lost, just by seeing Vishnu. And he wanted to offer beautiful prayers to Lord Vishnu. But being a Kshatriya, he was not trained to offer prayers and recite shlokas, you know. So he was stuck. He was wanted to speak beautiful verses, but he could not say anything. So the Lord touched his conch shell to him. As soon as the divine conch shell of the Lord touched his forehead, immediately started speaking like an eloquent Pandit. Started offering beautiful prayers to the Lord in gratefulness. So Dhruva Maharaj is offering prayers. Then Prahlad Maharaj also offering prayer to the Lord Narasingadev. After Hiranyakashipu was killed, he went and offered a garland and he started offering beautiful prayers. And the first thing he says in the prayer that there are so many big devotees are standing over here. Brahmaji and Naradji and Vishnu, Shiva and Kumaras and all the demigod big people are standing here. And I am a son of a demon. What I can do for you? So I am not qualified. But still he says, thank you very much. You have done so much for me. He said, please don't tempt me with the temptations of benedictions, you know. Please do not make me a businessman with you. Don't make me a vyapari. Don't make me a merchant. Let me always remain your servant of yours. If at all you want to give anything to me, then please deliver my father from the sinful activities. My father is a very demonic personality who has done so many sins. He will go to hell if you don't save him. Please, if you want to offer something to me, then please save him. So like that, there are so many prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam. If someone says, I don't know how to pray, then it is advised you should read the prayers of those great souls to learn how to pray. There are so many demigods who came to Devaki when she was pregnant for Krishna to offer prayers. She would see every day divine personalities coming to the jail and offering prayers and doing circumambulation and going away. And there are chapters and chapters and chapters in Krishna book where the prayers of demigods are explained. In the later chapters, you will find personified Vedas are offering prayers to Krishna. Very beautiful prayers. And there are also prayers offered by gopis to Krishna also. So you can understand that prayer is one of the gopis. Then there are prayers of Kunti Maharani. One of the most famous chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam is prayers of Kunti Maharani. What powerful prayers is offering. She is saying that let the calamities come again and again. Who can ask for the Lord? Let sufferings come to me again and again. Who can dare to ask that? We are praying to Lord to mitigate our sufferings, to save us from our sufferings, solve our sufferings. And Kunti Devi is saying, give me sufferings. There is deep science is there behind that. Why she is asking like that? So such kind of beautiful prayers are there, which attract the attention of the Lord. And prayer is the most powerful method of attracting the attention of the Lord. And a devotee who is a practicing sadhaka, who is trying to attain the Lord, must train himself to offer prayers to the Lord. Because when you offer prayer to the Lord, your heart becomes soft. So what kind of mood one should have to offer prayer to the Lord? One's heart should be grateful while offering prayer to the Lord. One should be thankful to the Lord. While offering prayer, one should be humble in the mood, not arrogantly offer prayers. The mood of offering prayer is humility. Another aspect of offering prayer is helplessness. One should offer prayer in helplessness. If you think you have something and some security is there, then your prayer cannot be helpless. It cannot be effective. No? The child also cries. No? Prabhupada said that one should cry like a child. Are also there, definitely. They are most helpless prayers. So she offered prayer so many times to Lord, but when she became completely helpless, Lord immediately appeared. He was always there, but he was waiting for the helplessness to occur, come in picture. So Prabhupada said that one should offer prayers like a child crying for the mother. Why I said that? Because when the child cries, the way the child cries, the mother drops everything and runs to the child. That kind of cry is there, that kind of sound is there. If it's making a little sound here and there, you will not go run away. But some sound is there, which is the indication of that helplessness. Then you drop and run away to save the child. So this helplessness is one of the important aspects of prayer. Our prayer will not affect the heart of the Lord if the helplessness is not there. And the helplessness will come, will not come. Hare Krishna. So much sound is there. Helplessness will not come till you feel there is nothing in my life. If you feel I have money, I have got resources, I have got securities, I have got knowledge, I have got influences, I have got contacts, your prayer will not become helpless. But with knowledge that all these resources that we have are temporary and will not be useful when we need them. At that time, even though you have all those resources, you will feel helpless in the heart. Because you know, when time will come, all these resources will become useless to me. Any time of life, my money, my knowledge, my position, my contacts, my influence, nothing will help me. With this knowledge, if you understand, then your prayer can become helpless. And the Lord will immediately respond to you. So every devotee should learn to offer prayers to the Lord. Now how should you offer prayer to the Lord? It is said that when you see the Lord, first you bow down to the Lord and you tell the Lord, please forgive me of my all sins. So one of the aspects of prayer is to beg for forgiveness. Repentance. Please forgive me, I am very sinful. I have done so many things wrong in my life. I have done this, I have done that. I should be punished actually in hell for lifetimes together. And there is a devotee's genuine feeling. You may feel from medical point of view, why are you so, self-pitiable person? They will say it is self-pity. Low self-esteem. This is what they proclaim in medical language. There is no self-esteem. But the humility is not like low self-esteem. Humility is understanding that I am actually fallen. And the Lord is only great and He is the Savior of my life. So with this mood that I am being sinful for so many lifetimes, the devotee approaches the Lord and says, please forgive me. Then he says, thank you very much, my Lord. With the fact of my sinful activities in my life and neglecting you that I have done in my life, I should be suffering like anything. And I should be actually seeing the darshan of Yamdutas at this time. But instead, you are standing in front of me and giving your darshan. So I am thankful to you. I am grateful to you. I don't deserve this, but you are offering your darshan to me. So I am grateful to you. And then one should offer prayers of praise to the Lord. That, oh Lord, you are so merciful. You saved Gajendra, you saved Draupadi, you saved Dhruva, you saved Prahlad. You are so merciful. You have instantly appeared to save your devotees. You are the creator, you are the maintainer, you are the well-wisher of every living entity. You are the friend of all, you are the father of all, you are the provider of everybody, you are the maintainer. It's a praise. Then there is some prayer of heart that, oh my Lord, please save me from lust, save me from anger, save me from greed, please save me from envy of your devotees and yourself. So this is for self-purification that we ask prayers for. But there is something that attracts the Lord most is when you offer prayers for others. That is the most important thing. It is said that the speed with which Lord hears your prayers done for yourself is much, much lower than the speed when the Lord hears your prayers for done for others. If there is an X speed of hearing your prayers for yourself, there is a much, much more speed is there in response when you offer prayers for others. Because when you offer prayers for others, what Lord understands is you are so compassionate, you are concerned about others, others' welfare. Huh? So that compassion for others is very, very impressive for the Lord. That is why when prayers are done for others, in that mood of saving others, sparing oneself, that is Lord's mission actually. Lord, what the Lord does, He is doing the same thing. His mission is to save others.
It benefits both.
So, when you pray for others, the Lord immediately responds. When somebody prays for you, also immediately responds. So always, selfishness never pays as much as Paramarth pays. You know? So, and because there are great souls praying for us, our life is still continuing in beautiful Krishna conscious way. Our Guru Maharaj is praying for us. Fellow devotees are praying for us whenever they go. We are supposed to pray for all our near and dear ones wherever we go, to holy places, take bath in the river, to visit the Lord in the holy places, and here take shelter of the holy place. Wherever we do all these activities, we are supposed to offer prayers for all our beloveds. And when our beloveds are finished offering prayers for, then we should ask for everybody the prayers. In fact, there are devotees in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like Prahlad Maharaj himself appeared as Vasudeva Datta in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And what was his prayer? He said, my Lord, you keep me in hell for all the time in eternity. Aane wale antakal tak, anantakal tak aap mujhe narak mein rakh sakte ho. I will take everybody's sins and suffer for these sins. But you please deliver everybody and take them back to Godhead. So he was not just talking a big dialogue, you know, in front of the Lord to impress the Lord. He was truly ready and willing to suffer in hell for eternity for the sake of saving the living entities in the world. So Lord said, when such kind of genuine devotees like you are offering prayers for everybody else, I will deliver them of all their sins and also take you along with me back to Godhead. You don't have to stay back. Your desire itself, you have desired, like everybody should go back to Godhead, and you have expressed your willingness only. You only express willingness now. You are really willing. You are not just talking. You would really suffer for their sins. With that much is enough for me. I will not make you suffer. I will not make them suffer. I will take everybody back to Godhead. So it is explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was there, whichever living entities were in the world, right from insects to amoeba to everybody, demigods, everybody was delivered back to Godhead. Just by the dint of the prayer of one person called Vasudeva Datta. You can see the power of prayer. Power of prayer can move the Lord. And the Lord becomes subservient of the devotee who prays for others. That much power is there in the prayers. But prayer is an art. It's not just a theoretical expression of heart, you know. It's a matter of feelings in the heart. So we have to learn to pray. It is an intense activity which frees the soul of all the bondage actually. So one has to really, really practice how to pray. I remember an example of one sister, nurse, Sister Margaret. She was a hospice nurse. And what she would say, that my life is simply a prayer. What I do, she would tell, that every morning when I wake up, I start offering prayer to the Lord. And of the every patient whom I serve that day, who is under my care, I will offer prayer for the every patient who is in the ward there, but I am at home getting ready, making my course, and I am offering prayer for every patient who is under my care. Then I get ready and go to the hospice, and while I am serving each of my patient, while doing my activity, like I am putting IV, doing dressing, maybe giving pot or giving vomiting pot or cleaning, whatever I am doing, dressing up the wounds, while I am doing all these services to my patients, I am offering prayers to every patient, for every patient to the Lord. That means body is working for the patient, the mind is offering prayer for that patient to the Lord. So whole day, whenever she is with each and every patient, that patient is being served by her, and also prayers are being offered by that sister to the Lord for that patient. That way she will spend the whole day. Then she will go back home, wash up herself, kneel down to the Lord, and again pray for all the patients who are under her care. So that way morning, afternoon, night, she is in the prayer. It's a very important activity. So the service to patient actually happens to be external activity, but the offering of the heart as a prayer to the Lord is the main activity. So you know, there are so many examples of nurses who are like that. So we all, when we chant, what are we actually doing? We are supposed to offer a prayer to the Lord. What is the prayer? Oh my Lord, please engage me in your service. Please give me your service. So the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also a prayer. And when we offer that Hare Krishna Mahamantra as a prayer, then it becomes very powerful. It shouldn't just become mechanical utterance, mechanical repetition of the words for the sake of doing it. Just a boring activity. That itself is a very powerful prayer. So we say the name by mouth, but the heart is begging for service. Please engage me in your service. And if you do that, service will come to you. The Lord will engage you in His service. Let you connect Him. Let you connect with Himself. So one of the most powerful methods of attaining perfection in bhakti is vandanam, that is prayers. And all of us should learn to pray. Are there any questions on prayer? Sister Margaret, yes. No, she is a very, maybe 200-300 years old history. When the hospice movement began, she was one of the important sisters in the hospice movement. And she, by her example, gave message to all of us that, you know, how it is important for a person to actually pray for the people whom they are in touch with. It's not just, you know, I'm a doctor, so I'm a nurse, so I have the opportunity to cure people. It's a matter of profession still. But she actually taught us the art of dovetailing our profession into a prayer. Isn't that very wonderful actually? Automatically the whole profession has become a divine activity. It's not just a way of earning money or a job to maintain your bodies and family members. The activity, whatever you may do, a carpenter may cut the wood and make some furniture, but his heart can always offer prayer to the Lord. So what we should learn, that we may do anything. We may look after our child, or give bath to the child, or cook food at home, or you know, take bath, or go to work, do our work. All this can be turned into a prayer to the Lord. What is the secret? Your consciousness. What you are thinking at that time. What is your heart? What is your thought process? What is going on in your heart while these activities are going on? So our whole life can become a beautiful prayer to the Lord. Everything that you do, every thought that you think in the mind, and everything that you do in life can be done into a prayer. And it's possible. Don't think that it's just theory. It's a matter of determination only. If you want to do it, you can do it. Right from the moment you wake up in the morning, actually prayers can start. Whenever you are free, prayers can go on in the heart. As I told you, there are so many aspects of begging forgiveness, praise, then whatever I told you, helplessness, humility. There are so many aspects, gratefulness, there are so many aspects. With each aspect, one can keep on offering prayers for the whole day. Because your mind is constantly immersed in thoughts. Don't think your mind is ever at peace in one sense. It is always full of thoughts, thinking something or the other. So one way we are always in samadhi. But samadhi is for something else, not for the Lord. When that samadhi is for the Lord, you are immersed in thoughts of the Lord, then samadhi becomes spiritual. Otherwise, all of us are in samadhi constantly because we are always immersed in thoughts. It's a fact. Even in dreams, we are sleep also we are immersed in thought only, constantly. But this kind of process of thinking of the Lord and offering prayer, for example, I'll give a practical example to you. You are walking, suppose, and you do not have any Walkman or anything on your ears. While walking, you 30 minutes, 40 minutes to spend, you may think of your business, your family, your wife, your husband, your children, so many things you can think. But you can use all the time, instead of all these things, to pray for the Lord also. And there's something called as heartfelt prayers. It can be expressing your heart to the Lord. It can be expressing your miseries to the Lord, for example. Oh my Lord, I'm suffering so much, please save me. Begging for shelter, It's alright, doesn't matter. Praying to the Lord is most important. It may be prayer for saving yourself from miseries, or maybe praying for connecting you to the Lord. It may be praying for somebody else to get well, or is praying for somebody else to save from sufferings. You say, please save that devotee from suffering. It's too much going on. Please, my Lord, if you feel it's appropriate. One of the most important aspect of praying is never one should order the Lord. You always should say, if you think it is appropriate, then please, XYZ, do these things. This clause is very important. If you feel it's alright, then only you can consider these devotees, elevating the devotees' miseries. Or like my child or my father or my mother or whatever. If you feel appropriate is very important, word. That shows that I am not the doer. You are the doer. I am just putting my petition to you. It's like you go to the company and say, give me a job. You say, sir, please, if you feel I'm worthy, please accept me as your employee in your esteemed organization. You don't go and say, please give me admission in KM hospital. You don't show that. Say, wherever I fit in properly, please let me get admission. So when this kind of statement means, I know that I am not the controller or the doer. You accept in your words and action that I am not the doer. So this is a very important aspect of prayer. Part of the prayer is to ask if it is all right, if it is okay, if you feel it's appropriate. That means you are always
chanting also,
same thing.
For chanting, to pray to Krishna or to pray to Radharani and this.
It depends on your understanding. If you know that Radharani is Krishna Swamini, then you can pray for her. Everybody may not know that. They should pray to Krishna in that case. If you know further that Krishna is controlled by one personality called Radharani, you are convinced about that, then you can pray to Radharani. Then she will pray for you to Krishna. Yes. If you think so, if you think appropriate. Because she is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. The feminine form of the Supreme Lord. The male form of Supreme Lord is Krishna. Both together are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all are Supreme Personality of Godhead. Balaramji is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So mood is same. Yes. For chanting also, for everything. Yes, not different from Krishna. Only color is different. Everything else is same. All powers, everything, position is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Balaramji is called as Servitor God. That means he is Lord, but in the mood of service. He shows you how to perfectly serve the Lord. Lord himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also comes for the same purpose. To show you, put an example to you how to serve himself. So, how to retain the helplessness is by knowledge only. Because you may be the richest person in the world. You may be all powerful. You may have all contacts. But if you have knowledge that all this what I have is temporary, is not going to help me when I am in the most need of. So even if you have all those things, still because of this knowledge that you have, you will think helpless only. A person in true knowledge, he knows whatever resources I may have, ultimately they are all useless. So I should not be proud of them. Actually, I am helpless. Anytime something can happen, I may die and nothing can help me out. So knowledge, and therefore knowledge, how that knowledge will come? In the company of devotees. When you hear in the company of devotees, about the truth of life, but how everything else is useless except the Lord, then the helplessness will come. True helplessness will come actually because of knowledge, divine knowledge. And material knowledge will tell you, see, I am educated, see, I have money, see, I have resources, I am a powerful position, you know, I can put people here and there, I have got this power, I can employ people, I can remove people, this is my power. That may delude you and make you think that I am in control. But spiritual knowledge means you come to know that I am not in control. I am so educated, I am so powerful, I am so moneyed, but still I can't buy peace and happiness in my life. So am I really in control? So that time, if you are in company of devotees, then you will learn how to pray to the Lord and take shelter. So another important aspect of prayer is to take shelter of the Lord by the way of the prayer, to accept shelter, to offer oneself to the Lord, accepting His shelter is another important aspect of the prayer. And when one can do that, the Lord will become yours. When you offer yourself to the Lord in shelter, in surrender, begging for shelter, then the Lord will become yours. He will take you in His shelter. And that time one understands that all my resources that I am having are of no worth compared to the shelter that Lord has given me. Nothing else which I have got in my life is security, but the shelter of the Lord is only security of mine. Rakshasati iti vishwaso. That He will protect me. He is my only protector. So our prayers should express all these moods, that You are my protector, You are the caretaker of mine, You are the maintainer, You are the creator, I am Your only servant, I am an insignificant person, please give me position at Your lotus feet. I do not want wealth, I do not want women, I do not want fame, I do not want praise, I simply want Your devotional service, birth after birth. It is also a very wonderful prayer. I am following the material ocean, I am suffering, please lift me up and put me at Your feet as a dust of a particle of an atom, particle of a dust at Your lotus feet. This is also helplessness. I am suffering so much in the ocean of birth and death. Vishame bhavam budho. You please pick me up from this ocean, my Lord, and place me as one of the atoms of dust at Your feet. That person knows that all my wealth, all my power and my position is simply useless. It's not going to save me from birth and death. That's why we need company of devotees in which we get this knowledge. And we also see in the company of devotees how the other devotees are in the middle of their difficulties or success, how they are always at the shelter of the Lord. Any other question is there about prayers? So it is expected from us that we teach our children to offer prayers right from the tender age of childhood. They should get tuned to offer prayers. You should tune them in such a way that any difficulty comes in life, immediately they should start offering prayers to the Lord. We were told in childhood, whenever you get scared, you start offering prayers to Lord Ram. Ram Raksha Bolo. By that training, it's like, as soon as difficulty comes, the prayer springs out of the heart, naturally. At this age, if you start training, it's very difficult to get the prayers out of the heart. Because the ego is so big, you know, you feel embarrassed to offer prayers to something else. You feel, I am so great, I am so powerful. But since childhood, if you are trained to offer prayers, it becomes very easy for you to get the prayer out of your heart immediately when difficulties come. Now you will think, what I should do? I'll use my brain, my power, I'll contact some people, you know, I'll try to do, take my resources of material world. But when you are knowledged, you get knowledge from devotees and from the Lord, as soon as a little difficulty comes, immediately you first call the Lord. You don't want to call anybody else. That is the devotee's faith. So we all must get trained to offer very beautiful prayers to the Lord. In fact, you should, first you can learn to offer 2 minutes prayers, then 4 minutes prayers, then 10 minutes prayers, and 20 minutes prayers. And then you should go to on hours. If you get chance to stand in front of the Lord for hours, your prayer should just go on. It's a matter of, you know, you and Lord, dialogue between you two. And it's possible, it's not impossible. If you read Bhagavatam, there are so many prayers are there. What they speak in the prayers, you can read and understand. So Prabhupada explains that if you are not trained to do prayers, then please repeat the prayers of the great souls. Like Gajendra, for example. Gajendra was helpless, drying in the pond, in the mouth of crocodile. So you should read the way he has offered his prayers. His leg is in the mouth of a crocodile, he is in the mouth of a death actually. And in that condition, when somebody is so much helpless, how a prayer can be that you can read in the prayers. And then you will learn exactly how to offer prayers. You will get some good words. Like Dhruva was stuck and Lord touched the conchel and beautiful words came out. So by the Lord's mercy only the words will come out. Even your power of prayers will also come from the Lord only. But you should seek shelter to get that beautiful, you know, intelligence to offer prayers. It's a beautiful thing to do, actually. Vandanam. Okay? Yes. But these are not a mechanical understanding of this thing. You may think that save my head, save my nose, save my chest, save my heart, save my legs. It is actually not mechanical like that. So everything, what do you mean by protection actually? Protect my heart, protect my brain. That means protect my brain from getting contaminated by bad thoughts. Protect my heart from getting bad emotions. It is not save me from heart attack, save me from coronary blocks, you know, save me from angiography, angioplasty. That is not the prayer, you know. So, good thing you asked me this. One thing which I forgot to mention is that one should never ask in the prayer to the Lord something material. Ki, you know, save me from dengue fever. I am staying in Mira Road. You know, save me from leptospirosis. I am walking in the clogged water of rains. This is not the prayer that we should ask for. Should never actually ask for the Lord for material benefits, like save my money or save my health, or somebody will tell you, please pray for me, I am appearing for SSC examination. So my question comes, what should I pray for? You should pass with good marks, or should get distinction, or should get this? No, the prayer should be that in the middle of my exam I should not never forget you, my Lord. That should be the prayer. Or somebody will say, Prabhuji, please pray for me, I am 2 months pregnant. So I said, then what should I pray for? I'll only pray, only one prayer is there in life to offer. Krishnera Mati Rastu. So whether you are pregnant, not pregnant, delivered, not delivered, sick or healthy, or poor or wealthy, let me not forget you. That should be the prayer. There is no other prayer. One of the most important prayer in life is, how can I serve you, my Lord, in the given conditions? In today's condition, how to serve you, my Lord? That is another prayer. But these kind of prayers, sometimes prayers have deep spiritual meanings, but we make it very nicely materialistic understanding of that, you know. So when you say, save my brain, my Lord, oh Achyuta, save my brain, oh Keshava, save my heart. So we feel that these people are personalities are guarding my heart, guarding my brain. But the idea is to remember the Lord constantly. That is the only purpose behind it.
But this Kunti Maharaj prayer, then why she is asking these calamities? And if
because
she is asking calamities, she asked Lord ki, what she asked actually?
She is asking calamities only for one reason, because she wants to remember the Lord.
But how she remembers the Lord at calamity?
Because the tendency of our life is whenever there is only misery, we remember Him.
That means for what we remember?
To be my next question.
See, miseries, when they come to your life, you can remember the Lord for two reasons. Please save me, my Lord, from the misery. That's one reason. And the pain itself will remind you of the Lord. And you may not ask for the mitigation of the pain, but simply you will remember the Lord in pain. So in one thing, there are two things, right? One thing is you are simply asking for mitigating your pain when the pain comes. Or when the pain comes, it helps you to remember the Lord. So what is her prayer? If good things come in my life, you know, Aishwarya will come, respect will come, wealth will come, power will come, I fear that I'll forget you, my Lord. So that's why I beg you that send the miseries again and again to me. So that I can see you again and again. And seeing you again and again means not seeing the repeated birth and death in my life. A punarbhava darshanam. When I remember you, which means what? When I remember you, I am sure that I will not see the face of repeated birth and death again and again. So it may appear that she is also a mechanical person only selfishly asking ki, I will remember you and I will not have any miseries in life. But her way of asking for miseries is not for any material gain. She is not a sadistic personality, you know, who wants to keep crying like a poet, you know, in the poets, they are always in misery, so they want to remain in misery so that they can write good poetries. She is not like that, you know. Let me remain in misery so that I can do something in my life. Now, her aim is to only remember Him. So Kabir says that dukh mein simran kare sabhi, sukh mein kare na koi. Jo sukh mein simran kare, usse dukh kahe ko hoye. So, but at the same time, suppose somebody has miseries in life. Huh? And then we have heard that we should not ask for mitigation of misery. But I have so much miseries. No problem. You can ask for mitigation of misery also. No problem. At the beginning, when we are in misery, we want to, you know, elevate our miseries. It's all right to pray for that. But pray to Him. That is most important.
Dependence.
Yeah, that will make you feel that I need you, my Lord. You know, I am so much in pain, my Lord. Please, you save me. So you go to Him and pray for that. Then by the power of the prayers that you do, one day will come to know, okay, now I will not ask that for that mitigation also. Do whatever you want with me, but let me not forget you. That will happen gradually. Initially you may pray for money or education or good results in the exam or good wife, good husband, marriage, and all these things will pray for good practice or good money. But later on you will know it is all useless only. Now simply I will pray for you, pray to you for the prayer's sake only. Simply I want to remember you. That's all. That conviction, realization and power will come in you by the dint of prayers. So chant Hare Krishna in the prayerful mood, then all that necessary things that you need to have beautiful prayers in the heart will appear in your heart automatically. When the power of prayer also He only gives you. When the words of prayer also He only gives you. The mood to pray also He only gives you. Everything He only gives. We are simply dovetailing that in His service through the prayers. Yes? But we have to get in tune of that prayer mood. Breaking our ego, we should learn and start praying. That will be very nice in life. Okay, so we end our discussion here about the prayers. Hare Krishna.